This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, a brilliant blue sky greets the day. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Haifa sees clear skies with a touch of warmth. Tonight, expect a clear and mild evening, ideal for outdoor dining. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders attacks on Hezbollah after truce violations. This comes from JNS, reported earlier today. Also, Netanyahu orders IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after violations by Hezbollah. Why? Net reported this news from earlier today. Also this hour, Netanyahu promised powerful strikes, but actions in Lebanon are restrained. This insight comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew, just reported. Separately, Iranian president warns against negotiations under threat or blockade. This according to I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Lebanon won't disarm Hezbollah, yet arrests a generator owner. This update from Jerusalem Post a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hezbollah claimed responsibility for attacks on IDF with drones in Taibe, southern Lebanon. This was shared by a mapping account just minutes ago. Honest Reporting pointed out Sky News' inconsistency in discussing the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. This was posted a short time ago. Jerusalem Center reports on expert views regarding negotiations with Lebanon and implications for Iran. This analysis came in earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, JNS reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered military actions against Hezbollah following breaches of a ceasefire. This follows rocket and drone threats aimed at northern Israel. The implications are significant for regional stability as tensions remain high. Turning to Netanyahu's promises of powerful strikes, Israel Hayom Hebrew suggests that despite the strong rhetoric, IDF operations have been cautious. This cautious approach could signal a strategic restraint to avoid further escalation. The impact on civilian safety and political pressure remains a concern. Meanwhile, Iran's stance on negotiations was highlighted by I-24 News. The Iranian president's warning connects to Israel's regional strategies. If tensions rise further, diplomatic efforts may face additional hurdles. Finally, Lebanon's internal conflicts. Jerusalem Post reports the arrest of a generator owner, causing unrest. The Lebanese prime minister criticized this, highlighting domestic challenges. This adds another layer to Lebanon's complex political landscape. On the economic front, first, Rosette Hinawi turns crises into opportunities at Hinawi Beverage Empire. Ynet Business reported this inspiring story earlier today, separately. The dollar drops below 3 shekels as Trump announces ceasefire extension in Lebanon. This news comes from Israel Hayom Business, from earlier reporting. And finally, Anthropic's valuation surpasses Israel's GDP, revealing strategic gaps in AI adoption. CTech provided this analysis from earlier reports. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.